Translation and purport is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shavadraupada Kirai. Whoever is under the influence of supreme color, eternal time, must surrender his most dear life, and what to speak of other things such as wealth, honor, children, land, and home. Purport. A great Indian scientist busy in the plan-making business was suddenly called by invincible eternal time while going to attend a very important meeting of the planning commission. And he had to surrender his life, wife, children, house, land, wealth, etc. We don't know exactly whom Srila Prabhupada is talking about, but probably this is not the only case on the planet, right? When people die at the worst possible moment, right? When they are really ready to go for whatever they're going for. During the political upsurge in India and its division into Pakistan and Hindustan, so many rich and influential Indians had to surrender life, property, and honor due to the influence of time. And there are hundreds and thousands of examples like that all over the world, all over the universe, which are all affected by the influence of time. Therefore, the conclusion is that there is no powerful living being within the universe who can overcome the influence of time. Many poets have written verses lamenting the influence of time. Many devastations have taken place over the universes due to the influence of time, and no one could check them by any means. Even in our daily lives, so many things come and go in which we have no hand, but we have to suffer or tolerate them without remedial measure. That is the result of time. So, time and tide wait to no one. And Vidura is preaching to Dhritarashtra here, heavy preaching. And he tells him, you know, like, you're going to die soon. Anyway, better prepare yourself for that. And better die voluntarily. Rather than die like a man, rather than like a household dog. And who is Vidura? Vidura is Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. So he's preaching about the importance of death. He definitely knows what he's talking about. And so, yeah. Under the influence of time, everyone has to lose everything. And, yeah, death takes everything away. Mrityu sarva. Mrityu kala sarva. What's that? Yeah, mrityu sarva harashcham. That Krishna says, as death, I'm taking everything away. So, very relevant topic for today's situation. It's really amazing how many people die every day. The numbers are climbing up. The numbers of death. I mean, just a couple of days ago, it was under 1,000. And now it's over 2,000 daily. And it's not going to stop. It will continue climbing. They say that the peak of coronavirus will be end of March and beginning early April at least. And so, this verse says, Kim uttanyai dhanadi bi. We have to lose by the influence of time dana adi bi, everything starting from with wealth, dana, wealth, honor, children, land, and house, because yeah, without money nothing is really possible, right, in life. So money is the first and foremost thing for people. Without money, there is no house, no family life, nothing. No respectable position in the society. I mean, look at beggars, what kind of respectable position they have, nothing, right? Why? Simple, because they don't have money, so. But under the influence of time, everyone has to lose it, and it's really amazing how the entire planet gets poor by day, right? That everybody's wealth is just kind of melting like a snow under the summer sun. Everybody's losing everything. I mean, of course, we feel sorry for people who are losing so many things and dying and getting sick and suffering, etc., etc. Nevertheless, Krishna consciousness means, we understand, that not even a blade of grass can move without the sanction of the Lord. It's very interesting. Tarun Prabhu was mentioning yesterday, we're meant to preach, get out, not stay indoor, which I fully agree. I mean, as a sannyasi, I'm supposed to be traveling and preaching, and yet I got stuck in here for indefinite, looks like, period of time that Gopinath informed me yesterday that flights between Russia and UK already cancelled. So much for my ticket in a couple of weeks from now. So, of course, tickets booked. I don't think anyone will pay anything back, so money lost. And, of course, I had my plans, big plans, which are all out. But the funny thing that I'm not the only one. So, and even though I've got stuck and it's like traveling for me, I have to admit, is probably the biggest addiction in life. If I stay anywhere longer than a week, I start getting really nervous. So, but now it's like indefinite lockdown. And I'll tell you honestly that I haven't felt that ecstatic for quite a while. Because we can preach, we can try our best, but it's really ecstatic how in few weeks' time, or literally few days, the entire planet, including all the remote places no one ever heard of, what to speak of going there and preaching, is learning something we failed to teach them in more than 50 years of very active preaching. And it's really amazing, you know, to see that. Who are we to preach? Now the Supreme Lord himself takes charge. And the entire planet changes rapidly. And of course, there are so many downsides to this situation, including so many deaths. But because it's Krishna's plan, it's Krishna's arrangement, there are so many upsides as well, right? Bright sides. I mean, one thing which is obvious, at least people learning personal hygiene, right? Just, you know, try to teach them to wash hands. Good luck. And coronavirus did really good job with it. the entire planet started following the principles of purity. And there are so many other benefits. And actually, the biggest benefit, I've read a Forbes article yesterday on the subject. The biggest benefit is, as they say, everyone in the world becomes modest. More simple, more humble, of course. If you have money, you can be very proud. If you have nothing, you have to be very simple and very humble. And the latest analysis says that leisure industries will be destroyed first. And one of the industries which is getting destroyed right now very fast is meat industry. I mean, they still, you know, frantically they're trying to save it. American government is trying to bail it out somehow using whatever little money they have to balance it out, but coronavirus will not be going down too soon, and so they have no chances. And so it's like the projection is very simple, that when people have a lot of money, they want to take meat and all other things, right? Because they become very proud of themselves. But if they are poor, they cannot afford meat. They just have to stick to basics. And so, after the coronavirus, as we've mentioned, the world will definitely change very, very drastically. And so, meat eating will become extinct, practically speaking. At least industrialized meat consumption will be out of the picture. So many amazing things are happening on the planet right now. So it's like Krishna is creating all these changes. And so we can understand that this is a part of Lord Chaitanya's master plan for developing the golden age of Lord Chaitanya, somehow or other. And of course, this misery is required to wake people up. That's another benefit, that everyone becomes more thoughtful. It's very interesting that the word, I think I've mentioned that, COVID-19, right, is very amazingly sounds similar to COVID-a in Bhagavatam. COVID-a means thoughtful, philosophically inclined, because vid means one who is wise, right? So COVID, so this virus really makes people think about their lives and reevaluating their lives in a very drastic way. And therefore, we can be happy amidst of these troubled times. And of course, this is the best thing to keep your immune system up, to keep your immune system going. Even if you get it, you can easily fight it off if you have strong immune system. And for devotees, the perspective of dying should be quite quite easy to understand, that yes, we can die at any moment. And yet it's quite amazing. I remember Sutta Pabrahmu was mentioning that how many of us are ready to die now, right? if it will come to that, which, as we understand, might happen, might easily happen under the present circumstances, right? It becomes more of a reality rather than theory. And so, actually, it's quite interesting that it's really important for us to be prepared for death. Because if we're not prepared, even if we die, we will not really go back to Krishna. I remember, I had a few experiences in my life, and once one devotee was driving me somewhere on the mountain road, and he was turning the car, but the road was so slippery, and he didn't turn it like smoothly, he turned it, you know, abruptly. And the car didn't turn. The car was going forward off the cliff. And it was surprising because I was chanting japa. And he started shouting, Krishna, Krishna. And I stopped chanting my japa. And why I stopped chanting my japa? Because I was so shocked. I was thinking, why the car is not turning? It's supposed to turn. What's happening? And I could see that he was like really frantic. He was trying, shouting and turning, you know, the steering wheel. The car didn't respond at all. And then it started going off the cliff. And luckily, there was a kind of little bit area, a small area below where some farmer put a little garden, and our car got stuck in a fence of his garden. And yeah, it was sitting like that sideways, and if we wouldn't get stuck in that fence, you know, the way below was like, you know, very high. And there was a mountain river with, you know, huge boulders there. If we would fall there, there was zero chance for us to survive. So, but after it was all over, I realized that even though I was chanting, but because I was not Krishna conscious, I was not even conscious of the reality, then if I would die, I would still, you know, get stuck around my dead body, wondering why did that happen to me. It was not supposed to be happening. So, like that. And interestingly enough, that sometime later I've decided, just for practice, think of death at different circumstances, like Sutapa Prabhu was saying, am I ready to die? So, for example, almost every time I'm on the flight and we are high in the sky, I'm thinking, okay, so if the plane will start crashing right now, what would be my response? So how would I, what would I think about, etc. And it really helps. And so, yeah, as they say, plan for the best, but be ready for the worst. And so, yeah, death is a really powerful exam. And death takes everything away. And so it's really painful. I mean, dying is more painful than any kind of experience in our lives. Why? Because, you know, losing something, like you lose your credit card, for example. Okay, that's maybe not too bad. You can easily reorder it. It will come back on the same day or in a few days. But if you lose all your money, that's pretty painful, right? Then if you lose say some of your family members, that's even more painful, right? If you lose part of your body, that's also very painful. But imagine death means you lose everything. You lose your entire body, all your money, every single family member, everything you got ever attached to. And so what's the solution? Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes manasa deho geho yogi chumora arpilanto pade nanda kishore, that when we dedicate everything in the service of the Lord without considering that it is ours, that our mind, our body, our geho, which is griha in Bengali language, right? our household, our family. If we dedicate it all in Krishna's service, then we won't be attached to it. And so, yeah, before we lose whatever we have, and sooner or later we're going to lose it all, better to give it to Krishna now, right? Without waiting for him to kind of take it away. It's like either we voluntarily surrender or Krishna will have to force us to surrender. And it's quite amazing that many, many people are forced into surrendering unto Krishna right now. Definitely in these trying circumstances, many people think of God. Right? So the whole planet becomes God conscious. So that's quite amazing. And so we have this safe heaven in here. And so we can use this opportunity to develop our Krishna consciousness to the maximum effect. Because the rest of the job, Krishna is doing that. He doesn't even need our help so much. But it would be interesting to see Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Nanda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Jai. It would be very interesting to see how the whole planet will change after it's all over. And so definitely people will be much more simple, humble, and much more receptive to the message of Krishna consciousness. Including simple living and high thinking, because vast majority of people on this planet, they'll have to live simply now. There is no choice. All the luxuries will be gone. And so that's a good news for us. Even though we might also lose something in the process, but we give it to Krishna, because Krishna in the form of time had come, and now everyone has to surrender unto the time. So, are there any questions, comments, complaints, suggestions?